This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Evil Jared said it couldn't be done, but we want to prove him wrong and get to 1,000 five-star reviews by Father's Day.
Do it for Rich's Father's Day.
And for?
The children.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, yesterday, former White House counsel John Dean testified it was a big bust. The president says Mexico is going to be good, and you'll see. And also, turns out, a major game we grew up with as kids is now a tool of oppression. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, and Facebook.com/Zioli Show. 1210WPHG.com is our website. Grateful that you are with us today. Every day. We appreciate it very, very much. So, why don't we begin with the understanding of a couple things here. Number one. First of all, it was supposed to be a made-for-TV moment, the Daily Beast writes. House Democrats had former Richard Nixon counsel and Watergate icon John Dean testifying before lawmakers in the Judiciary Committee's first hearing solely devoted to the substance of Robert Mueller's findings on whether President Trump obstructed justice in the Russia investigation. After the four-hour hearing wrapped on Monday, not all Democrats were reveling in the testimony of Watergate star witness. Some were even wondering if anyone had bothered to watch. I don't know if there are any blockbuster events today, conceded Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia. It was kind of like a plotting exercise. It should have been on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, argued Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee. For whatever reason, they didn't choose to do it. C-SPAN 3 ran it, and I understand at 3:30 they switched to the helicopter crash coverage in New York. Eyeballs matter for Democrats as they attempt to navigate the latest stretch of political terrain following the release of the Mueller report 7 weeks ago. The party knows the vast majority of the public hasn't read Mueller's findings, and there is fear that Attorney General William Barr's initial summary letter of those findings played a definitive role in shaping public opinion. So then they bring out Dean. Now, you got to understand, John Dean is a guy who helped President Richard Nixon obstruct justice. He gave him illegal advice as an attorney, as an officer of the court. He wound up going to federal prison for it. He wound up losing his law license for it. John Dean wasn't a guy who just stood back, saw what was happening, and then became a whistleblower. John Dean was an active participant in obstructing justice. But we know the crime of Watergate. We still don't. We know there was no crime with Russia. So we know there was a crime with Watergate. Whether Nixon authorized it or not, probably not. But the cover-up, but there was a crime that happened. We still don't know what that crime is with Russia collusion because Mueller's report said there wasn't. And yet, apparently, there's something to obstruct justice in figuring out that there wasn't a crime. That makes sense to anybody? No. You could obstruct justice in Watergate because there was an initial crime, the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, which, by the way, in the movie Captain America Civil War, Robert Redford plays this this secretary who's this totalitarian fascist who's trying to essentially now take over and destroy freedom. And Captain America has to stop him. But the scene of where they're shooting the movie, where the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters is, in the backdrop of that is the Watergate Hotel. And Robert Redford, of course, played Bob Woodward in the movie All the President's Men, which came out in the 1970s. It's a great movie, great political movie. Captain America Civil War is also a great political thriller. It really is. It's a terrific movie. I highly recommend it. But anyway, but it's interesting, though, because that whole era of Watergate, the initial crime that happened was a break-in at the Watergate Hotel, which is why Bob Woodward was there. Bob Woodward was a Metro reporter. He was not a national political reporter. In fact, there's a scene in the movie All the President's Men where Jason Robard was discussing, he was playing the editor, and then they wanted to bring in a national political writers for the Washington Post to cover this now as it started to heat up. And they said, come on, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, Woodstein, they're the guys who went to court. They're the ones who figured this out. Let's keep them on it. But had there not been the break-in, there would not have been any justice to obstruct. Now, we know there was no Russian collusion, yet apparently there's justice to obstruct. How? is my question. How? Well, first of all, John Dean begins his testimony by explaining really what the whole thing is, a farce. I mean, John Dean really kind of admits that right away. The former White House counsel, advisor to Richard Nixon, who helped him obstruct justice. First few words out of his mouth as he sits there, this big, much heralded testimony leading up to all this hype. Cut 7.
The last time I appeared before your committee was July 11, 1974, during the impeachment inquiry of Richard Nixon. Clearly, I'm not here today as a fact witness.
No.
I accepted the
stop. Right then and there should have been like, so that's it. I'm good. I'm not here as a fact witness, so go about your day. And he should have just got up and left. Imagine if he had done that.
That would have been awesome.
I'm not here as a fact witness, so we good? All right. I'm going to go grab some lunch. Anybody in?
So if you're not a fact witness, are you a fiction witness?
I'm going to peddle some fantasy here for a little while, but no facts.
Clearly, I'm not here today as a fact witness.
But I wanted to come. My grandkids were dying to see the Congress. I thought, hey, I could bump the line, you know, bump the security line if I'm here to testify. So now that we're in, can you tell me where the cafeteria is? Because I got to be honest with you. I am starving. Anybody want to go see the Watergate Hotel with me? I got an inn. Walk down the Watergate. Anybody? Nope. But he doesn't stop there. He continues. Oh, no.
Clearly, I'm not here today as a fact witness. I accepted the invitation to come here today.
For free parking. Because honestly, if you try to park in D.C., we're talking $35 a day. And I thought, if I come and testify, I get free parking. I think the chairman said something about lunch. And then also I get a tour. But if you want to ask me any questions about Watergate or the 70s in general, I don't have a lot of memories of the 70s. Who does? I remember this one time in federal prison, though. Somebody smuggled in mushrooms. Man, did we have a good time back then. That I remember. I figured, what the hell? I already lost my law license. What can they do to me, right? Am I right? So I accepted the invitation. Free parking, free lunch. And also, I was told I'd get a T-shirt. Mr. Chairman, is that true? This is amazing to me. I'm not a fact witness. But hey, D.C.'s beautiful this time of year. It's great. All right, go ahead.
Because I hope I can give a little historical perspective on the Mueller report. In many ways, the Mueller report is to President Trump what the so-called Watergate roadmap, officially titled the Grand Jury Report and Recommendation Concerning Transmission of Evidence to the House of Representatives, was to President Richard Nixon.
Speaking of roadmaps, can anybody help me get the hell out of this city when I'm done? Because I got to be honest with you. My map thing, I used the MapQuest.
No, it's...
I printed it.
No, that's...
And I got lost around that circle there. DuPont, I think it is.
It was the 90s, sir.
So if anyone could give me a roadmap, I would love to be able to get out of here as quickly as possible. I got to get back. I don't know about you. I'm totally transfixed on this Jeopardy guy. So I'd like to be home in time for my shows. The roadmap. All right, let's hear about the roadmap.
A little differently, Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap. Drawing from my testimony, I'd like to offer a few, actually just one I'm going to focus on, parallels I find with the Mueller report. I've laid out in my prepared statement 6 examples. Those examples are illustrative rather than exhaustive. But let me turn to
what?
The...
What does that even
sixth,
mean?
And anybody
who
has any question about the prior 5, I'm happy to address.
The prior 5 are the stupid. Let's be honest. The prior 5, they said 6. I said I had 1, but they insisted on 6 or they would not, my parking ticket, they would not, you know what I mean, stamp it. So I had to come up with 6. Between you and me, you can skip the first 5. But Nadler was adamant, 6, or I'm not going to validate your parking. And quite frankly, this guy is a dictator. And I know dictators because I worked for Nixon, which is why I'm here today. Why am I here today again? Oh, right. So skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you have any questions about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, find me after. I'm going to be down at the gift shop. I'm trying to get a new ornament. The last one I have is from 1974. So I'd like a 74. I put them back to back, and then my grandkids can see the difference. This is absolutely amazing. All right, keep going here.
Sixth is the Mueller report's effort regarding the influence of witnesses with pardons. As the citation shows, it's spread out throughout the report. Mr. Mueller addresses the question of whether President Trump dangled pardons or offered favorable treatment to Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen.
I said that already, right?
And Roger Stone, whose name is actually redacted, but based on educated
conjecture. But I'm going to say it anyway. What the hell?
I think that's pretty clear who it is.
I mean, again, I'm guessing, but I said I'm not a fact witness, right? So we're good. I can just make stuff up. I can guess.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Rich. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please rate it 5 stars in the iTunes store if you would. Do it for Dawn's anniversary and birthday and President Trump's birthday and Father's Day and also any other reason you want to. We'd really appreciate it. It'll help us with our ranking.
For the children.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.